Some people light you up without touching you. Others drain you with a smile. You feel it in your bones, your gut, your soul. You can't always explain it. That's not emotion, that's energy. Every relationship you have is a living current, flowing, flashing, sometimes looping in karmic patterns you don't even remember. You're not imagining the spark or the static. In this episode of Mystical Minds, we're tuning into the unseen exchange between souls, how energy moves between people, what happens when it gets blocked, and how to know if the connection in your life is sacred or suffocating. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, I'm an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I share how to create a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others remember who they really are through intuitive readings, soul work, and in the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Welcome, welcome. I do have some announcements. I am working on, finally, my out-of-body ecstasy and soul connection essential oil roll-ons. Yes, I have been wanting to do these for, I think, 20 years. I've lost count on how far back. But I have been working on formulas this weekend, and I'm hoping to roll them out, no pun intended. Next week, hoping, maybe this weekend, fingers crossed that I am successful in the recipes I create and that they do what they're supposed to be doing. And that I get the labels printed, put it on, and actually upload it to the website. So that is what's going on with me this week. What's going on with you? Anything exciting? You got any interesting plans? Are you going to try a out-of-body ecstasy connection for the first time? Maybe you're reaching out to make a soul connection. You're looking for one of your soulmates, maybe your twin flame. Maybe you want to strengthen the connection with your partner. Lots of things you could be doing this week. And I hope you have fun in whatever you do. All right, let's move forward to the card of the week. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode the day it's released, okay, or 5 years from now. This card is for you for this current week, whatever week it may be. Now, the deck I'm using this week is Denise Lynn, the Sacred Forest Oracle. And you should see a link in the show's notes if you would like to get your own deck or maybe check this deck out. So let's see what's happening this week, shall we? What is the card of the week? This last week of May. I cannot believe next week is June. Starting on Sunday, right? Yeah, Sunday. Sunday's my niece's graduation party. I can't believe she's graduating. The year she was born, which was 2007. So she's, 18? She'll be 18 in June. She graduates. She has her party in June. And in 2007 is when I got divorced from my son's father. So I always know how long I've been divorced when people ask me by the age of my niece. And I know the age of my niece by how many years I've been divorced. Let me tell you, still the best decision I've made, regardless of the difficult lessons I've learned throughout the 18 years of being a single mom and owning my own house and not owning my own house and having a foreclosure and having to move. And there were so many lessons. Still, I wouldn't change a damn thing. All right, let's see what the card is for the week, shall we? All right. And we have, ooh, a spirit guardian of summer. You can't make this up, especially since this is Memorial Day weekend. And it is the start of summer coming. But of course, this card is relevant to whenever you happen to listen to this episode, even if it's not today, if it's, a year from now or 2 years from now or whatever it may be. But the card we got, the Spirit Guardian of Summer, is talking all about expansion. It's all about vitality and health and success and abundance and healing. Wow. And passion. They want you to expand. The powers that be want you to expand it this week. And I was talking about energy in my Mystical Minds group. And the energy this week is very fierce. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of red energy. There's a lot of dark red energy and a lot of light red energy. And today happens to be, we have some sort of moon today, don't we, on the 26th? Let me look. Yeah, new super moon in Gemini is today. That's right, because I'm doing an attention grid for the Mystical Minds group. But with the moon, super moon today, and the dark red energy, which is dark red energy tends to, I don't want to put this, it's very volatile, okay, but it's also very passionate. And we have dark and light red energy this week, and a lot of it. So you can allow the negative side of red, the anger, the frustration, the disappointment, the depression, the anxiety, the frustration, the rage of it all come across this week. Or you can do what this card is telling you in expansion. Use it for manifestation and use it for passion. Okay. So this expansion card, it's telling you to make a move this week. To get out and make things happen. You can't sit back and just wait for something to happen. I can't sit here and try to manifest Harrison Ford and expect him to show up on my doorstep. No, I would have to manifest going to different events that he would be at. Then maybe I get to finally meet him. But when you want to manifest something, when you want something to go forward, when you want to expand, you have to take action along with any type of manifest energy you put out there. Okay. During the summer as well, there's a lot of earth energy. So there's going to be a lot of earth energy available to us this week, which will help to keep us grounded. If you don't expand this week, the opposite. Say you're withdrawing this week instead of expanding, like the card is suggesting you should do, you're going to feel very drained. Okay. You're going to feel very drained. You're going to feel like you want to be in bed and like nothing good will happen this week. It's kind of the attitude because you're allowing the very thick red energy to wash over you and to consume you in a negative fashion instead of stepping in and allowing this wonderful red energy to consume you in an expansive way. So people, that's what you need to do. You need to get out there, you need to bust a move and expand something in your life. And since I am working on the essential oil roll-ons for out-of-body ecstasy and for soul connections, I'm right on course. Right on course. Thank God. All right. So the mystical item of the week is the smoky quartz bracelet. These smoky quartz bracelets, they support a healthy energetic boundary and clears dense emotional buildup in close relationships. You can wear during tough conversations or maybe to decompress after a post connection. And again, these things I come up with, I should be selling them, right? Right. But if you don't have a smoky quartz bracelet for the week, you can always, grab yourself a smoky quartz and just carry it around with you. All right. When you want to feel the energy of a stone, you want to be holding it in your receptive hand. And your receptive hand is the hand you do not write with. So if you're right-handed, it's your left. If you're left-handed, it's your right. And when it comes to wearing like a bracelet like this, you would wear it on your receptive hand. If you're right-handed, it'll be your left hand you put it on. If you're left-handed, you put it on your right hand. All right? So let's move forward to our main topic, which is how energy flows in relationships and when it doesn't. So let's just start here with the basics. How energy flows in relationships. You've likely felt this before. You meet someone and there's an instant click. You feel lighter, seen, and somehow you feel changed and charged. That's the energetic flow. It's not always loud or obvious. Sometimes it's a soft hum of recognition. Sometimes it's a spark. Energetic flow is different from emotional connection or verbal communication. You can be close to somebody emotionally, yet still feel energetically off. You can be speaking kindly, but the energy says something else entirely. Kind of call that energetic subtext. That's because we're always exchanging energy through our auras. There we go. Yeah, I can say that. Through our energy bodies. Through eye contact. You know, you can even transfer it through silence. Silence, by the way, is a response, just to let you know. This exchange forms what many of us call energetic cords. And in the notes below, I should still have the wonderful book by Denise Lynn about energetic cords. All right? Some cords feel supportive and sacred, like a warm thread connecting your heart, and others, they feel heavy, draining, and sticky. You may notice in this dynamics of the world, really, where the giving and receiving are out of balance. One person maybe constantly holds space while the other never reciprocates. Or maybe it's an empath and a narcissist, an energetic giver paired with someone who consumes energy like it's fuel. You'll also feel this when you're in energetic resonance, when your vibration matches theirs. That's where intuitive hits come in. That gut feeling like I've known you forever moment, or the chill you get when someone speaks to your body says, oh, hell yes. Some of this energy flow is current, meaning in your current life. Some of this is ancient, from past lives. Soul contracts and karmic ties can carry very easily into this lifetime. You may be working through something that you don't consciously remember. The connection feels important even when it's challenging. Energy doesn't lie. You might smile with your mouth, but your aura will always tell the truth. What happens when energy stops flowing, or worse, it flows in the wrong direction? Blocked energy in a relationship can feel like, sudden exhaustion. Miscommunication that just keeps on circling that damn drain. Feeling uncomfortable around someone for no logical reason. We are holding on to resentment, and the energy between you is sticky, even if nothing is said out loud. This is where old wounds, mismatched vibrations, or outdated soul contracts clog the current life. Sometimes we overgive, abandoning our own energy to manage somebody else's. Over time, when you do this, it creates leaks. You feel depleted, and you start shrinking yourself to stay connected. That's what happens when your energy leaks. Other times, energy gets blocked by trauma, either yours or theirs. And yes, that can include past life trauma that bleeds through into this life. Unhealed wounds carry an energetic signature. Let's take a moment to feel this out for yourself. Okay, so get comfortable in your chair. Hopefully, if you're driving, don't do this. All right. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not, if you're in a comfortable, safe location, I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And release. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now I want you to bring to mind somebody who tends to leave you feeling drained. Don't judge the connection, just notice. So think of this person. There should be somebody that comes up the top of your mind. Where do you feel that connection in your body when you think of this person? Is it in your chest, in your stomach, maybe your back? Or maybe your head, the third eye, or maybe the crown chakra. Take note where you might feel this connection. And the way you feel the energy is something on your body is different. There might be a little tingling, there might be pressure, it might tingle, it might hurt. Whatever it is, something is happening right now when you're thinking of this person that wasn't happening before you thought of this person. All right? Now I want us all to shift. Take a deep breath in again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go. Now I want you to bring to mind someone who energizes you. Someone who leaves you feeling seen, loved, lifted, energetic. Could you feel your body shift when you thought of this other person? Maybe your shoulders dropped. They weren't so tense anymore. Maybe your breath deepens. Maybe the pain in your back disappears. That, my dears, that's energy. That's your intuitive body speaking before your brain catches up. Your body responds. Response is, yeah, responds. That's what I'm looking for. Response, not plural. Responds, no, that is plural. Anyways, responds, oh my God. Responds one way for people who energetically drain you and another way for people who energetically lift you. Okay, those are two different sensations in your body. Be consciously aware when you're talking with somebody. How do they make you feel? How does it make your energy feel? Do you feel the pain someplace in your body, the pressure? Or do you maybe feel kind of uplifted and maybe stress-free for the moment? So let's go on. So the good news of all of this, energy wants to flow. And when it's stuck, we can actually move it. And this starts with grounding. All right? When your energy is scattered or tangled in someone else's, you need to return your energy to you, right? There are different ways to ground yourself. There, you can go outside and get barefoot on the earth. That's the fastest way. The second fastest way is to eat red meat. Using your breath to anchor. So, you know, like we did with the breaths, 1, 2, 3, 4 in, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, and release 1, 2, 3, 4. That helps to anchor you in the present, so it grounds you. You can also use visualization or imagination. See your energy flow back to you like a golden light. You can do that as well. And you need to shield yourself. You don't need to carry everybody else's emotions. What I want you to do is envision a protective layer around your aura, around your energy field. Light, kind of crystal sparkling, and breathable. It's not a wall, but you're using a filter. So it's kind of like a filter around you. You can still feel all the energy that's around you, but this filter knocks out the negativity. All right. If a connection feels unhealthy, maybe consider a cord cutting ritual. And Denise's book, with energy cords, can be very helpful. Cutting a cord doesn't mean cutting a person out of your life. It means that you release the energetic grip that may be choking the flow. You can also, of course, try breath work, guided visualizations, or flower essences like angelica, pink yarrow, honeysuckle, and there's even one called bottle brush. And the bottle brush I would get from Green Hope Farms to help you reopen block channels and to help get your negativity out of your energy field. These also support clarity, protection, and past life healing. Also, say the truth. Speak what your energy already knows. Authentic communications is one of the most potent energy shifters we have. When your words match your energetic frequency, healing happens faster. Finally, if you want to restore energetic harmony in a relationship, mutual intention is everything. You can meditate together, hold space without speaking, or blend auras with the visualized energy work. It takes two to create co-flow in energy. All right? So that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparked something inside of you, maybe a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, come join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and you would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just somebody with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection on your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.